There's one thing you take away from the sugya, Sheva Mitzvah Pnei Noach, hopefully more, but one thing for sure, is everyone knows Sheva Mitzvah Pnei Noach. What's the makar to Sheva Mitzvah Pnei Noach? It's a brisa, Han Rabban, Zayin Mitzvahs, Nitztabu Pnei Noach. But the truth is, it's a little more complicated than that, right? You see that there are many other shittas, right? The brisa started, Sheva Mitzvah Pnei Noach, Dinim, Ubrechus Hashem, Abidazor, Gilaraish, Vichazdomim, Vigezel, Ve'ever Menachai. But then you have all these additional shittas. Reb Chanan ben Gamliel said, Afal Adam Menachai. Reb Chitka said, Afal Asirus. Reb Shimon said, Kishuv. Reb Yossi said, right, everything that's mentioned in the parsha of Kishuv is going to be included. We just spoke about Reb Elazar shita that says that Reb Noach is Muzer on some Kalayim. Also, when we went through the Sugya, we saw that Reb Noach is Muzer on Puru Ruvu. Right, so why was Puru Ruvu mentioned? Because it's a Kumbaseh. When I'm mentioning Kumbaseh, Ben Noach is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Ben Noach is not allowed to learn Torah. So there's clearly more Isurim and mitzvahs related to Bnei Noach that are even mentioned in the Braisa. So again, Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach seems to be a gross oversimplification of what a Ben Noach is Mozarin. Even if you go through the Braisa of the Shleimus without learning all the letter, you're also going to come out chaser because there's clearly many other mitzvahs that a Ben Noach has shaychus to. So I'll tell you something very interesting. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechta Schulin that Tzadik Beis Amar Aleph. The Pasuk says, Vayishkalu es schari shloishim kasef. It's a Pasuk. Vayishkalu es schari shloishim kasef. Says the Gemara, Ula Amar, Ula said, you know what this Pasuk is referring to? Elu shloishim mitzvot shekiblu aleim b'nei noyach. It's referring to the 30 mitzvot b'nei noyach. It's not a medrash. It's not a psik. This is a mefurisha Gemara. Ula says, there are 30 mitzvot b'nei noyach. Then he concluded, he said, you should know the ain mekayim and elashloisha. That from all the 30, there are only mekayim 3. Which 3? She ain't koisvin ksuba l'scharim. They'll never write a ksuba for scharim. So if two scharim are going to get married, they don't write a ksuba, which is one of the 30 mitzvahs b'nei noach. They observe that. Va'acha she ain't shoiklin basar hames b'mekulin. Meaning, if they're ever going to sell Basar HaMeis, I mean, this is like Mitzvah Shvachah, the fun of it, but if they're ever going to sell Basar HaMeis, they're not going to sell like in the shuk. You can get your, buy one, get one free. Additionally, where'd that come from? And you should know the Mechabdin HaSatayra. So Ula said that there are 30 mitzvahs b'nei noach, and this is the Shaychus. So I'll tell you a Dover Pella. The Ramami Pano, and this is in his Asarim Amoris, it's a Maimon Chikra Adin, it's Chelek Gimel, Chaf Aleph. So he says as follows. He talks about the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and he says, "Va'oz Rava Yater Lachol Zulasam Sheva Mitzvahs Klol." He's talking about the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So we know that Rava Yater Goyim, that at some point in history, the Eibishter said, "You know what? You're not keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. You know what? Forget the whole story." Gemara says, "What? Seriously? What happened to Shlo Yehi and Nisker?" No, it means that even if they're going to observe them, they're going to only get Schalik in a Mitzvah voice, right? Dvar Matik. Says the Ramami Pano, when he quotes this Gemara, he said the Eibishter saw that the Yidden weren't keeping the Zayin Mitzvahs Kloli Yos Bnei Noach Upratam Shloishim. So it's Zayin Mitzvahs Boifim Kloli, but if you look at it Boifim Prati, the number is really 30. Kedi Isa Beperikid Anosha Chulin Tzadik Beizam Enal the Eluhei. And then the Ramami Pano, it's a Ramami Pano, right? But this Niglo, he goes and he tells you the 30 Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. I think it's good to read it. Rishayma. The first one is, so what's the first of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? Avodah. So the first one is Avodah Zarah. V'nitpalei Seilah, but it has told us, right? This Pratim, it's like Mamash Avos and told us. What have they told us? Mavir Ba'ish, Moilach, Koisem, Ma'oinein, Menachesh, Umechashev, Chayver Chaver, Oiv Yudoini, and Dairish Alameisim. Now what's the Makar to this? Ramami Pano says, Kirav Yoisi, the Amar who said, Kola Amar Beparshis Mechashev, Benoich Moser Olaf. Hare Eser Mitzvah says, if you do the math, that's already 10. Shein is the next grouping. What's the second cloud? Gilei Arayis. V'nitpalei Seilah, included in Gilei Arayis, is Pru, which is Achas, that's one mitzvah, Urevu, which is a second mitzvah, the Iser HaZachar, and then there's an Iser Mishkav Zachar, Afilu Yachta Biksuba, and then there's a Bezundere Knech, if it's Biksuba, right, what's the Makar to that? It's a Mishkav Zachar, that's Gilei Arayis. But where do you see this Indian about Ksuba? Oh, that's a Mefurish Gemara here in the Sechta Schulen. The Kilei Behema, that's included in Gilei Arayis. The Hasirus, right? One man said Afam Nisaris, that's also included in Gilei Arayis. The Arkovas Ilan, that's also a Gilei Arayis, the Geinyan, it's a told in Gilei Arayis. Hare Sheva, I am Besomuch, he says. Shlishis, The third grouping is Shvichas Dam. Included in Shvichas Dam is the Soiter Loyashal Yisrael, Tfeila Oda. Right? That was a whole Gemara. If you slap a yid, it's as if you mamish Kaviyachal to the Shechina. So that's a toldo, that's a prat, is Shvichas Dam. Revius is Berchas Hashem. The Kovid Atoira Tfeila Oda. So Kovid Atoira is a toffel, it's a toldo, it's a prat in the Indian of Berchas Hashem. V'chein lasik b'toyra. She nitno lahem. Remember the Gemara? Because the Ben Noach is not allowed to learn Torah. The Gemara says, Rav Meir said, how do I know that a Ben, that if you can come down with Torah, you can come down with Nai, with him. So the Gemara said, that's referring to when he learns his sugi, the Shev Mitzvah Ben Noach. So come this, that's a mitzvah. V'chein lasik b'toyra. She nitno lahem. She Ben Noach. Isaac ba. Reu ka koin gadol. Harei sholesh. So you have, this is an interesting group. Birchas Hashem. You have covered at Torah and the obligation to go ahead and learn Torah. Chamishas is Geza. That was a Mefurash Gemara, right? That it's also for Ben Oich to learn Torah. Why? So one man said, "Oh, it's Gezel." So that's how the Ramami panels being Machria. It's based on this Gezel. Shishis, six, is Hadinim, the Yeshuva Shaloyla, right? Basic Dinim. Additionally, Veloyish Boisu, Tveloyla. So the Isser for a guy to keep Shabbos, that's somehow included in Dinim, Harishnayim. And then finally, Shvius is Eva Menachai, that's the seventh one. Vinatpoli say Leo Dam Menachai, that's easy. Vinavelo, there's an Isser Nevelo. Ubasra Ames, what do you see Ubasra Ames? Well, that's that Gemara that we just mentioned, Gidan Nosha. Hare Arba, it says Ramami Pano, if you do the math, count up everything I just told you, Mis Barkulon Shloishim, you're going to end up with 30. And then he just has one R. He says, Afal Pisha Pruvu Mitzvah Achasi. Says, I counted Pruah as one, Revuah as two. What do you mean? Everyone knows Pruah was the first mitzvah in the Torah. So he says, that's true by us. Why for Ben Noach it would be two? It's a different Indian. And therefore, even though for us it's one mitzvah, but then he says, Inami, I'm mutching a little bit. If you don't like this, maybe I'll tell you it's really one, but it could be Dinim is really two. Could be the Aseh and the Lois Aseh are going to be separate, but the bottom line is, if you go ahead and you do the math, and you count up all the different Azaris that the Bnei Noach had, what you're going to end up is 30, it's a Mefurash and Gemara and Perek Yidan Nasha, that's the Shloshim and the Ramam Mipanu, but Lashem Yazav explained all 30, and not only did he explain the 30, but he said that, really, they're all related to 7. So really, Shevet Mitzvah Bnei Noach is true, it's not a misnomer, it's not a Halba Maisa Shevet, right, there's Ramazim, Vayitzav Hashem Alekim, Allah Adam, right, you had the. So, of course, there's something to be said about the Indian of Shevet Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Aye, all these additionals, says the Ramami Pano, they're all protim. So the Zion Mitzvahs are Zion Mitzvahs Klalim, everything else is going to be a protim. Now, incidentally, as it relates to Puruvu being one mitzvah, or two mitzvahs, so we spoke about this recently in Chumash, right? What is Puruvu? Puruvu. I mean, it sounds redundant. So the Goyin in Aderes Aliyah, Parshas Bereishis, he says, Pru means have a child. Revu means have multiple children, right? That's what it means. So pru means have a child. Revu means have multiple children. Now in halacha, there's machlokes b'shan b'sil. How you make the mitzvah of pru revu? But the bottom line is, right? So b'sil says it's a benubas. B'shamai says two scharim. Stating that, we know the Yerushalmi, Lassad Lavoy, the true from Abni Nezer, right? He brings from his, he heard from his Mechutin, Rabbi Yeshua Lekutna, who said from the Marit, that being the Lassad Lavoy, the Allah is being like Bisham, and when it comes to this Machlaikis, the Allah is like Bisham. But the bottom line is that it's a Pru Revu is really, it's like a Bechla Messiah Mami. You Mekayim Pru without being Mekayim, there'd be this new Chiddush that if someone wasn't Mekayim, the mitzvah is Pru Revu, but maybe the Pru Chelik he was Mekayim without the Revu. We've also spoken out from the Chassam Soif and the Drosha and has a Mekar in the Rishonim and the Radak that says that the mitzvah of Pru is to have children, the mitzvah of Revu is to raise the children. That's what it means, Revu. That's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah of Pru, that's the mitzvah of Revu. And Chassam Soif said that that's the smichos between the first mitzvah in the Torah and the last mitzvah in the Torah, right? They touch each other on the other side. So that's the smichos. What's the smichos? The first mitzvah in the Torah is Puruvu, have children. What's the last mitzvah in the Torah? Because that's the revu. We once said that it could be that's why only a father has an obligation to teach his son Torah. It's mitzvah of al abeh. A mother doesn't have the obligation. Why? Because it's a chelik of the mitzvah of Puruvu. And Puruvu we know, only anoshim when it's tav and not noshim. So the male of the chiv will lambe Torah, it's all a chelik of the mitzvah of revu. This is Torah from the Chassam Sofer. But the bottom line is, fascinating how the Ramami Panu said that it could be in the cheshbon of the 30 mitzvah Bnei Noach, Pru Revu is actually to be considered two mitzvahs for Bnei Noach, only one mitzvah for Yisrael. So it opens up the mind a little bit to think maybe some machshava.